Sonoma Quest is part of K-Sun Radio at Sonoma State in Rohnert Park. K-Sun is an audio service of the Communication and Media Studies Department at Sonoma State University. Some rights reserved under Creative Commons license. Mouse Ritter is a game by Isaac Williams of Losing Games. Find out more at mouseritter.com.
Last time on Sonoma Quest,
we were making our way through the woods. And had in tow, you know, a whole bunch of merry miscreants. We had just murdered the cannibal Stefano, who was making a bunch of origami or something. Maybe could have been responsible for all the magic origami monsters in the nearby area. Who's to say? He's dead now.
Yeah.
We have his head.
He cannot defend himself.
Nope.
And
he
his origami.
Himself. Yeah, we have his origami. Well, an origami thingy.
We have an origami.
Yeah.
A terracotta.
Yep.
Terracotta. And a partridge in a pear tree.
And also his head.
Also his head. Yep. Also his head.
My true love gave to me a cannibal's head. Yay.
From there, we started making our way to Maplemore, and our homie that is actually capable, Holly Winterdew, was like, oh, hey, don't you know?
The capable homie. Yeah. Every friend group has one capable.
Everyone has one capable homie. was like, oh, hey, don't you know? We can keep going through the forest, yeah. or we can go under the mountain there, eh? And we were like, mountain sounds fun. Let's go cave and spelunking and spooky things. You know, cut down our travel time by half, which is, you know, a day. But, you know, mice time, that's a pretty good amount of time.
I mean, when you live on the scale of, like, single-digit years,
yeah.
A day is quite a while.
Oh, yeah. But, so off we go into the mines. We find a dead person, some cigarettes, too.
Human person.
Yeah, human person. We find some cigarettes on their body that I believe Dot has, maybe Bud has.
Yeah, I think Bud has.
Yeah.
And up to his back.
Yep. Can't leave those behind.
He's like the prison cockroaches that are trained to take cigarettes back and forth.
Oh, wait, is that a real thing?
Apparently. It was on Orange is the New Black. I don't know if it's real, but...
That sounds cool, you know, so I'm going to believe that it's real.
I would like to believe in my heart of hearts that somehow... they figured it out.
Yeah.
God bless.
Right. But from there, you know, we did some spelunkins, you know, crawled through close confines. We had some bad rolls and it collapsed, almost killing Jacobello and I think also Bojangles.
No.
No? You were on the outside?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the reason he's not dead.
Okay. All right. So Dot was on the inside, I think, then.
Yeah, Dot was behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, we managed to pry their Patukas's out of there successfully.
No, I think it was just Jacobello that got crushed.
No, it was two people. Yeah, there was, like, someone
Jacobello got crushed, but Dot was behind him. So Dot wasn't trapped, but
yeah.
Dot couldn't get to you guys.
Yeah.
Because the rocks were in the way.
Yep. So we freed the both of them and then found a elevator shaft that was like, oh, hey, there's no elevator here. It's a sketch. And then yours truly was like, I'm gonna fix this problem.
And then you didn't.
Hey, I absolutely did.
Did
yeah.
you? Oh.
Yeah, I absolutely did. I mean, I also like
fell to your
at the very end. Yeah, you know, like in proper me fashion, I biffed on my face at the finish line.
Yeah, sometimes when you trip and fall, you fall forward.
Exactly.
That's still okay.
Yeah.
As long as you make it across the finish line.
Absolutely. Yeah, I may have some scraped knees, and I may also be missing a tooth, but, you know, I got past that.
I'm okay.
This is Sonoma Quest.
because Will is not joining us here today, I'm going to say narratively, I think he broke your fall after you engaged the button with the elevator and the elevator came up.
Just a big squeak?
Yeah, you fell on him in like a toy hammer, just squeak. And he is currently knocked out.
Ah, shoot.
Holly goes over to him real quick. Oh, no. Oh, God. And she begins checking his eye. Oh, okay. He's still alive.
Ah,
he's still alive. Oh, thank goodness.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Okay. He's not waking up.
And then Bojangles tries his usual shtick of shaking him vigorously. Wake up. Yeah, I think he's dead.
No, he's not dead.
You shake him vigorously and you hear a sickening crack as his neck cracks.
No,
he's okay. please don't shake the elderly, folks. we're trained professionals on this podcast.
100%.
Yeah, so you shake him, nothing. You see...
I slap him.
You slap him.
Hey, he's already down. He's already down. He's not waking up.
Yeah. Well, usually it works.
You hear him stir. He's like...
Okay, no. See, he's alive.
No, Mama, I don't want any oatmeal. you see Jimmy kind of comes to attention right next to Bojangles and says, the first rule of Mouse Scouts is to take the injured and place them on a gurney. I'll fashion a gurney real quick. And he begins taking some wire and some loose fabric and creating a little gurney to roll.
Oh, I was just going to throw up on top of his little beetle.
Oh, no. Hey, you know, let the kid do some work.
All right.
You see Bud kind of wipes his brow.
I'm sorry, Bud. You're the Bud's only already.
Yeah. Bud's definitely the mule. Bud's come in clutch, though. Bud carries a lot of things.
He does carry a lot of things.
Bojangles pets Bud. Like, I'm sorry, you're the only one with extra pockets.
Extra scratches.
You see Bud, the two kind of flanges. I don't know what they're called. The wing parts of his shell, you know, that he would come up for a beetle.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like vibrate, almost like he's purring.
That's cute. Yeah, it is super cute.
And, Jimmy loads Doc onto the gurney and begins pulling him behind him.
All right. So we have the elevator here now?
Yeah, the elevator. The elevator doors have opened. You see kind of a plume of dust roll out as... Yeah. It seems very dirty, but otherwise operable.
Cool. All right. We should not stay here. For too long, you know, we should keep moving, get Doc some medical help.
I agree with that, Who knows? That was a lot of noise, so if there's anything in here, they know it now.
Yeah, we don't want to find out what's in here.
So, let's get in there.
Yep.
See what's, she kind of ushers you all in.
Onward!
As she holds the door open with a tiny paw. You see Jacob Bella kind of pulls his sack full of, his spell
obsidian
tablets in there.
Oh, here, let me help you out with
this. Oh, thank you. Yeah,
absolutely.
My sack is always just too big, you know. It's such a pain.
I don't need to know that.
What?
I don't need to know that.
This thing is
it's public knowledge.
There's so much
got
stuff
a lot
in
of
sack.
Yeah.
Keep your thoughts to yourself, please.
you sound like my teachers at grade school.
I wonder why.
It's probably because you're a librarian.
Yeah. He gets the bag into... You just have that kind of energy to you. Very, what is it? Erudite. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Bojangles' eye twitches.
is there like a button to press?
There
in
here? Is. Okay. And is up. Quite a bit.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, nice. Geez.
Okay. You see, there's two buttons. One is up and one is down.
All right. Do we want to go up or do we want to go down?
Oh, that's a good question, you know. It's really up to you two.
What? Why be? What? Okay. How much would Bojangles know?
How much would you know?
About what?
Like,
about everything.
About...
Roll 2d20s and give me the worst result.
Oh my god.
Here, you can borrow this one.
Disadvantage.
Yep. It's an 18.
A 4.
An 18 and a 4.
Because it's like the higher.
Because the higher is the worst.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry that my dice sucked.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, you guys are trying to get back to daylight, so conceivably going up, but you're not entirely sure.
I mean, the sky is up, so maybe we want to go up.
I mean, I my thought as well. Yeah.
I know two things. Ground is down and sky is up.
It's good job, Jimmy. Good, yeah. Good information.
Thank you. We learned that in Mouse Scouts.
Nice.
Mouse Scouts sound pretty handy.
Yeah.
May I attempt to utter a silent prayer to the great cheese wheel in the sky for direction?
Yeah, you may, absolutely.
Cool. Oh, great cheese wheel in the sky, please lead us towards your goodness.
I got an 11.
An 11. Out of 12, I think, right?
If we're doing well, yeah, out of 12. 11 out of 12.
Yeah, you...
Yeah, I will also like to climb up as I'm...
Yeah, as you're holding the cheese wheel and you're climbing, and you utter this prayer, and you look at the buttons, and you see one of the buttons, the topmost one, has Cheeto dust on it.
Oh, my goodness. That's a Cheeto dust.
Oh, yes,
Cheeto dust.
Yes.
I'll just, like, crawl my way over to the Cheeto dust.
It's a little, you know, it's definitely like stuck in there.
As I'm trying to like get some of it for myself, I will have accidentally pushed the button.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, Cheeto dust. You're like, licking the button.
Yep.
And you like get right up on it and you depress the up button and the door shut.
Now,
and the whole thing starts shaking up. Give me a dex save.
Yep. 19.
Once again, you fall down.
Can I try to catch him?
Yeah, give me a dex save. Okay. Dex or strength, I'll let you choose.
I'll do dex, because that's better. Nope, I do not catch you.
What did you get?
I got a 14.
Got a 14, okay. Here's what happens. You go to catch Rottmauer.
Ah!
And you both take 2 damage.
Ow.
As he falls on top of you.
Oh, I thought it would be comical. It's like I'm standing right here and he falls behind me.
No,
I just land on Dot again.
This just shadow and it just gets bigger and bigger and you land right on Dot somehow.
Or it'll be comical. It's like where I'm standing and the shadow is getting on me and then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lance. No.
Just like this, a solid like side shift onto Dot somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joke's on you. I have...
You've got so many hit points.
Ow.
6.
Yeah, somehow you are the warrior librarian.
Ow. Is this damage reduced? Is this damage reduced by armor?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'll say all damage reduced by armor, unless it's like magical.
So, I guess that's 1.
Ow, my spleen.
Yeah. I like that somehow Bojangles is like the chosen one, the warrior librarian.
Oh, yeah, the librarian.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
You're the librarian America needs right now.
Probably the reason that most of us haven't died yet.
I mean, conceivably.
I also have the highest body count.
Again, Anyways, the elevator ascends to its destination. You hear a cocoon. And instead of the door you came in through... The door to the back of the elevator opens up.
Now, what witchcraft is this?
Yeah.
It's called mechanics.
Oh, I didn't know they made them like this, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty fancy.
It's actually pretty common with mineshafts.
With mineshafts there?
Yeah, you want to go on one side of the mineshaft, and then you want to go to the other side of the mineshaft. You don't want to have it on both sides.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. You know,
that's too much. That's too much mineshaft.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, you know. I
read a book about it once.
You read a lot of books.
I live in the library. There's not much else to do.
Yeah.
Read books, carry books.
Lift books, you know.
Organize books.
Yeah. Kill books.
A Dewey Decimal System.
You can't kill a book.
Yeah, is this Dewey Decimal anyway? I keep hearing about
him. I don't know. I also just like heard about this guy, but like...
Everyone tells me about him and I'm like, could you just get to the point, you know?
Right.
I mean, the man's... Yeah. Anyways, the doors open up.
I rolled a 10 and my will is 11. How much do I know about Dewey Decimal System?
You know, it is, I think you guys take such good care of the library that it is, like, books are really checked out. They're, like, rented on the floor, and you guys know where to return them to. And you know the numbers have something to do with that, but I don't think anyone's fully parsed it out just yet.
And not, I guess not the mice, anyway.
Yeah,
no, not the mice. Yeah, humans have. That would be wild if humans were like, we don't know what it is. It came to us through space magic.
I know Dewey Decimal, likes numbers a lot. The giant, you know, the guys who don't have fur, who are, like, really tall and big and scary, they know something about it, but
perhaps
maybe they're Dewey Decimal.
Yeah, perhaps Dewey Decimal was a giant.
Yeah, there's legend that Dewey Decimal was one of the giants.
Furless wow. Giants.
That, you know, stalked the halls of the library and kept everything in such rigorous order that it's almost become a religious experience.
Okay, so we now have the great cheese wheel
in the sky,
and the Dewey Decimal
himself.
Yep,
the man,
the furless giant.
Yeah, the guardian of libraries.
The guardian of the books.
Yep. Mr. Decimal.
Yeah, the saint of libraries everywhere.
If you put the book in the wrong place, he magically moves them back to the right one. It's scary.
Great.
No one's ever seen him.
Yeah, no one. He lives. So there's rumors he lives in the rafters somehow.
I thought he lived in the carpet.
In the carpet.
It, you know, the lore varies from library to library as far as where he lives.
Even from mouse to mouse.
Yeah.
There's even rumors that, you know, every library has its own Dewey Decimal. Some say no, it's one Dewey Decimal for all the libraries, and he works kind of like Santa Claus. And, you know. So as the doors open, this kind of mechanical shutter, everyone give me a will check.
I matched with an 11.
19. Man, I am rolling really high, which is
Holly
sometimes
got a
good.
20.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, which is...
Who got a 20?
Holly.
Holly.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay. Well, that's annoying. Jacob Bella got a 7, so...
He's fine?
He's like, do you guys hear that?
Hear what?
What do I hear? Because I mathed with an 11.
With an 11? You, just for just a moment, heard, like, skittering. Like something hard rasping across the rock floor.
Hello?
I didn't hear none.
Silence.
Bojangles takes out his needle sword.
Hello?
Just pull out my dagger.
Yes. Holly
oh, yeah,
grabs...
the priest just whips out his dagger.
Absolutely.
Holly grabs her torch and holds it out into the light.
I hold Jimmy's little paw, and I kind of hold him like a little bit behind me.
Oh, my.
Grab your pencil, Jimmy.
I hope things don't descend into violence. You see, Jimmy pulls. He drops Doc like a sack of potatoes.
And
pulls out his pencil.
He'll be fine.
There is only Timmy now.
What have we done?
We do what we must to survive.
Yeah.
What is he now? He's Jimmy now?
Timmy.
He's Timmy now?
Yeah.
Timmy now.
Timmy going full feral?
Yeah, Timmy when it's tenuous circumstances. Jimmy when it's jolly.
Just like was it Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Or is it Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll?
No, I think it was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Which is wild. Only one of them could get their doctorate. But
right.
That, I mean.
Crazy.
That's the college system we live in.
But, hey, college is expensive.
It is. Yeah. It is.
I'll be paying my debt until probably my mid-50s.
Rough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes. So...
Speaking of terrifying matters.
Perfect segue. Thank you. Skittering in the dark. My brain is fried, by the way, because of allergies. But skittering in the dark, you can see kind of vague shadows and forms moving across the walls and the floor. And...
What can I smell? use my nose. That's nope. That's 19. I smell nothing.
Yeah,
smell
it just
dirt.
Smells like dirt, earth.
You smell the Cheeto dust on.
Yeah, Rotten Mauer's just still like it's in his fingers. He's getting between.
Where did you?
The webs.
Hey, I don't want to know. No, he's mine. Yeah. I found it.
Yeah, he's got it kind of compacted into a little cheese ball for himself.
Mixed with some dirt.
Yeah. It's like a jawbreaker. Cheeto dust. So gross. Which is called Cheetle, by the way.
The Cheetle. Cheeto dust?
Yeah. Huh. Cheetle. Like right. Don Cheetle.
Huh. The more you know.
Yeah. So, you see Holly's like, you guys sure? And we want to go through here?
I mean, like, y'all, what's the other way? Go down? Like,
yeah, but I don't know. It seems pretty dicey.
I would probably agree.
Yeah,
guys. I mean, like, we got to get back, though. Like, we got to get back one way or another.
You see, she begins kind of stepping out gently into this space, and you see... There is a platform that the elevator opens onto, and then it drops off, and there is an underground lake. Yes, an island in the middle.
Yeah.
She's all, that's, I didn't expect that.
Okay.
There's some distance between you and the island, but the noise you're hearing, it sounds like it's, like, dry on dry.
I'm gonna look up.
You look up and you see looking back at you are hundreds of tiny black eyes as you see these cave spiders have huddled together at the top of the cavern.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And they seem to just be watching you.
Holy Havari.
If you haven't seen cave spiders, they are terrifying. I think they're actually like pseudo scorpions because they actually have, like, claws, no tail.
Oh, sweet cheesy crackers.
Yeah.
Not again.
You can see the torchlight just kind of dancing in their lifeless eyes as they huddle together at the top of the cavern.
Okay.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That's at least five. Probably. Maybe more.
Yeah, maybe more. Hey, you have any, like... You have, like, a fireball spell in, like, your thing?
Oh, I do. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, check it out. Here, he hands it to you. It's completely depleted. Yeah, no, what's that bad baby? That bad boy's charged? Oh, man. You could wreak some havoc with it.
Just, like, the life and the spark of, like, excitement and, like, safety that... burst into Rotmauer's eyes just quickly just evaporates as he hands me
the... Do you see why now?
I've been meaning to put that bad boy in a fire pit for about 3 days. You know, that's how you recharge these things. But, work gets away from you.
We could have used our campfire?
Oh, well, wow. I didn't think about that.
You don't think at all?
Jiggles is like losing his mind.
Hey, hold on. We don't want to provoke the cat. All right, just keep it down.
The spiders will not attack you unless you provoke them.
Exactly.
They're in that corner.
Exactly.
They're far away. They're fine.
So let's just, you know, try to not provoke them. Okay, all right. Well, you know, you can do that when we get back in town and we get our reward, okay?
Fine.
All right.
Flick does not get a library card.
Okay. All right. So.
seeing Jared's face, he's like...
Okay, so it's like as soon as we exit the elevator, it's like a drop off into like the lake.
Yeah,
pretty much. Okay.
There's like a small like wooden platform that you're on top of, and then it's a drop off. So it's almost like a pier running into this underground lake, and then there is an island in the middle of this lake.
Yeah. How far away is the island?
Oh, it's maybe about 20 feet. It's pretty far.
Oh, wow.
For mice.
So far for mice.
Yeah.
For little mices.
Okay.
You see, at the kind of outcropping, there are a couple of plastic containers and things. Just kind of trash.
Boats.
Strewn about.
We can make those.
Boats!
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll just, Ramar will just like start skittering over to those things.
Yeah, you skitter over to...
Bojangles will join you.
Yeah. You see one's like a juice bottle. Another one's kind of just a plastic water bottle.
Mm.
They're all kind of a varying quality. There's some wrappers, things like that. You see like a Snickers wrapper.
Nice.
Looks like someone had like lunch and a snack right here.
Mm. Okay. All right. So, are there like caps on these things? On the juice boxes and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not on them, but they're nearby.
Okay. All right. How much do you know about seafaring?
Not a lot.
How much do I know about seafaring? Not a lot.
Okay, let me see how much...
How much does Holly know about seafaring? Not a lot.
Ask Jimmy.
How much does Jacob Bella...
Does Jacob Bella, yeah. Not a lot.
All right,
Jimmy, you're a rat scout, right? Mouse scout. All right, you gotta know something about, you know, being under open waters, right?
I rolled a 5. Yes, I do.
Yay! That's your boy. Just like lift him up, and he's like, ah!
Yeah. Jimmy shows you a patch on his sleeve that has like a little sailboat. He's all, this is a sailing patch I got in Mouse Scouts.
I love him so much.
Hooray! All right. So,
I'm going to see how much Bojangles knows about DIYs.
Yeah, DIY.
I do. I know so much.
You watch
5 Minute
Crafts and you're like, why do they make this stuff?
All right.
We have a lot of crafting books. And remember, I found my needle in a sewing section? I mean, technically it was the craft section that lady was sewing. She's blind, I think. But I know a lot about making things out of things.
Cool. All right. Okay. All right. We can do this. We can do this.
Yeah.
Survival.
Woo, survival! Jimmy is like, he's inspecting the bottles and stuff that you have.
I'm going with Jimmy so I can help him.
Okay. He's like,
I am here for moral support.
Okay, we need to cut one of these into like half.
Yeah, so okay, cool. Okay. That was my thought. What? No, I'm gonna do it.
Better do it right.
Okay, here you go.
Bojangles starts following instructions on how to cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ramar will just be checking on Dot.
Okay. Yeah, you go to check on Dot.
He's and... dropped like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
I'll just bring him closer to us, you know, and I will also be having an eye on the spiders.
Yes. You see Dot, he's like, ah, so many eyes. Why are they watching me?
Are you awake?
No. He rolls over.
About dead.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to school.
Oh man, yeah, you really deep sleep there.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't take him back to the trenches. That would be not good for anyone.
He'll wake up screaming if that's the case.
No. He doesn't. So Jimmy kind of shows you the ropes. You cut the bottle so that the front of it with the cap is still intact, and then you kind of have the back end of it. So you create this kind of sloop out of this old wallet bottle.
Sloop.
The sloop. Jimmy's like, okay, and then we need paddles so we can paddle out.
It's like the caps, maybe?
We could try the caps and maybe some toothpicks. And he
grabs
some toothpicks and stuff.
Yeah.
And, he starts kind of fishing them through the caps. He's like, okay, I think that should work. This right here, this should carry us all.
All right. Awesome.
And if we have to leave some behind, Bojangles immediately
suggests. No, no. Immediately we'll stand in the line of sight. No, we're not leaving nobody behind.
Same.
You see, Jacob Bello looks at you knowingly and looks back at Dot. I completely agree. We should.
His eye twitches again.
He's dead weight at this point.
No, hey.
What?
No. Oh. We're not leaving behind. No one is left behind. Okay. All right. I go against the seasons of the Great Cheese Orange.
I guess. I mean, I never really listened to that stuff, you know. I'm more of a, you know.
Bojangles gently, like, soothes
from ours.
Hey, you know, hey, I'm it's okay. Hey, you're a non-believer too. It's all right.
I believe in a different.
Well, actually, yeah, you got Dewey Decimal. You know, that's fair. I respect it.
Yeah, no, I'm more like a militant agnostic. Like, I don't
militate, you say?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't care, and I'll fight you if you try to teach me, you know?
Hey,
Bojangles, is kind of still holding his needle, like, about to take up the challenge.
Yeah.
Hey, so how's Henry doing?
Henry's... You see his face, like, just sheer shock as he realizes he goes to reach around his neck, and Henry's not there.
Whoa, what?
Henry!
Henry!
I must have... Oh, no. The cave-in.
No.
I lost Henry.
No.
My only friend in this world.
Henry!
No, that's okay. I got you guys now. You're my friend. No.
Absolutely
not.
Hey, it's okay. You can talk to Mr. Nutty.
Oh. You know, that's great.
Bojangles is going to do a quick glance around just to see if maybe Henry had followed us.
I didn't know it was time for another session with Mr. Nutty.
I mean, you know, it sounds like...
you need him a lot more than we do.
It sounds like a pretty understandable emergency session.
Yeah, no, this is... Yeah. So I'm going through a crisis, Mr. Nutty. You see, he walks off.
We're about to get on the bus.
Yeah.
Bojangles does a quick look around just to see if maybe Henry has followed us.
No. No sign of Henry. Oh, no. No, you see a thin thread of silk fishing up a glowing worm up towards the ceiling.
Oh, no.
Bojangles is going to go after him.
You're going to go after him?
Yeah, she said it's Henry.
Yeah, I love that you have more love for Jacobello's pet than you do him.
I cannot stand Jacobello, but Henry is an innocent bystander.
Okay, Henry's about 4 feet off the ground right now. How do you plan to get him down?
I don't know, like, the nearest thing that I can climb on and just, like, needle. And go,
There's, like, a plank of wood leaning up against the wall, the cave wall, right by the elevator. And you could try to get up there and reach out to Henry, but you're going to have to make a dex check.
Even with my needle for extra reach? Okay. This is going to be terrible.
Let's go.
For Henry. 4.
Yay.
4. You cut Henry down and he hits the deck with a wet. But you see he starts wiggling towards Jacobello. And you see Jacobello go, oh my goodness. Oh, okay. Sorry, Mr. Nutty. I no longer need your services. And he chucks Mr. Nutty at Rottenmauer and runs over to Henry.
Ah.
You see... This wave of relief rolls over you until you hear angry chittering above you.
We need to go.
And you see all the cave spiders.
We need to go.
Above you. And you hear Jimmy say, oh, my thing, it's time we go.
We need
and
to go.
A flash as the juice
bottle boat. Is going to run for it.
Jacobello, like, get over here now.
Like, Bojangles on all fours just like, woo.
Yeah. Sprint. You all sprint, jump in the boat. Everyone kind of jams into this thing. It's a little cramped with Bud, all the stuff. Doc has to lay prone. And you all just begin furiously paddling. Everyone give me a strength check.
That's a 3 out of
That's
eight.
A 4 out of 8.
And Jimmy got a 6.
Nice.
7.
Nice.
So he's like, hurry, paddle. Everyone's hauling butt. And... you see the spiders all begin descending from the ceiling. They come down onto the pier behind you. They're skittering after you. You hear there's just this angry, like, chittering as their claws. They have them kind of folded next to their face most of the time. And they begin to reach out. And you see kind of these primordial claw-like hands reaching towards you out into the water. And you get just out of reach of them and begin paddling to this island.
Oh, my goodness.
As you begin to put some distance between the two of you, between the spiders and your small vessel.
Yeah. See? I told you. I lost my boat.
You see Jimmy slowing down a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Bojangles, that was close. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. He hugs you.
I hug him back.
All right. Hopefully they leave us provolone now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is that one of the deities I always lift?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the, spokes of the siege wheel.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah. What is that? The jelly spokes. You, as silence kind of falls over the water and you get away from the cave spiders, you kind of just hear this. It's hard to put it. The room, the echo, feels really vast. And you can hear drips and drops kind of in the distance. And you see the island come into focus as Holly's mounted the torch onto the front of the boat. You can go around the island or you can park on it. What do you want to do?
I'm kind of curious as far as what's on that.
Bojangles is always up for learning new knowledge. So he puts his little makeshift sword away. He takes out his quill and ink. He's like, I'm ready to write down things.
Okay. Yeah. All the things down.
All right. So we're going to go explore this island for a little bit.
That might be a good idea. I think me and Jimmy will stay with the boat.
Yeah, and not while, Bud.
Yeah. While you guys...
Jacobello.
Oh, you guys aren't taking him with you?
Why would I do that?
He's just a lot to handle sometimes. I thought maybe some fresh air, maybe a little stroll, kind of an activity.
Yeah. What do you think we've been doing, ma'am?
Oh, fine, fair.
I mean, Jacobello, do you want to tag along?
Don't give him the option!
Let's see. High or low?
Low.
Do you want him to come with you?
No.
Okay. Oh, he got high. Ooh. So,
yeah.
Like, yeah, you know what? Now that I've got Henry with me, I feel much more confident. Like, yeah, let's tackle this together.
Don't you think Henry's tired? You should rest with Henry?
Oh, that's a great idea. I'll leave Henry with Holly. Holly, can you watch Henry for me? And she said, I think so. Thank you, Holly. Thank you. You're such a peach.
It's maybe dangerous,
You're not very useful.
Danger is my middle name.
No, it is not.
Well, I mean, dangerous is my middle name. I get into a lot of trouble.
Dangerous, but I believe that part. I believe that part, yeah.
Probably because you're not very smart.
Excuse me?
Okay, Jingles just starts walking away. He's like, I'm not even going
to
deal with this.
Yeah, hold on. Isn't there the whole thing of, like, you have to stay, like, like 20 inches away from the Bojangles?
20 paces!
Oh, 20 paces. Oh, man. Why'd you have to bring that up? That is going to be a pain.
Yeah, no, it's going to be kind of hard to do. I mean, like, we got to accept him with the boat and everything. Cause it's
okay, how about you guys explore that side of the island, and I'll explore the side.
No.
What?
Nah. All right. How about this? Bojangles, you can check out that side, and then
what if I take Tibby with me onto the other
side?
Absolutely not. I'll take Dot with me.
He's unconscious. I'll go with you. How about that?
You'll go with me.
Yeah, and I got Mr. Nutty as well.
Well, yeah. You know,
what if I take Mr. Nutty with me?
What, you don't like me?
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just scared something might happen to you. That's why I was gonna take Jimmy or Dot because I don't care about them.
Oh, okay.
If something happens, I can throw Dot's, lifeless body at the problem and then run away.
Huh.
Like a brave little boy.
Alright, well, I...
Bojangles is saying his quiet numbers to himself.
I'm just gonna go with you because, I also don't want anything to happen to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're That's gonna, fair. How about this? Bojangles, you can have Mr. Nutty. But, your buddy.
No, thank you.
No? Okay. All right.
I feel like we should split the party. Bojangles, can we just, put a stay on the restraining order for a little bit?
Are you going to talk to me the entire time?
Maybe five. No, I'm going to talk to Rob Auer the whole time.
Fine.
About you. But you'll be right there. It's fine.
Just remember, I have a very high body count.
Wow. Okay. Solo went to a party school.
Killed a spider.
You killed a spider? Where was there? You didn't kill any of those spiders.
No, he killed a spider back at Okalo Keep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And many rats.
And a bunch of rats.
Bunch of rats.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have it coming.
You know. They do have it coming.
So if you get an idea, and he whips out his needle.
Why would you kill me? We're both mice around the same team, you know? We both enjoy things like reading and...
I'm not so sure you Henry. Can actually read.
We both like Henry.
Yeah.
Henry's nice, right?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, we have a lot in common. We should be best friends, actually.
Absolutely not.
I just don't know why you're fighting it so hard. And then you see...
His face twitches.
Jacob Bella leans into you, Rob Mauer, and he's like, I think he might be into me. I think that's the problem. I think...
Yeah, he's willing to admit it.
My Riz score is too high, you know? And, like, it's just throwing off
his game. She just walks away. He's like, I'm not dealing with this right now. I have bigger things to worry about.
Oh, we should follow him.
Yeah. We can just let Bojangles be in the front, and we'll be support. How about that?
Oh, perfect. I love that. Yeah, emotional.
Gee, thanks, Rottmauer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll take point, Bojangles.
I'll be right behind you.
And I'll be right behind him.
Exactly.
5 paces.
It'll be like a little, fleet. Okay, 5 paces.
I'm in between. Yeah, you have to stay in between me and Bojangles at all times.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
And then Bojangles just starts walking. He's like, I can't believe we're freaking doing this right now. Yep. I was like, I can't.
You guys begin kind of looking around, and you are kind of exploring this island in the middle of the subterranean lake that seems like it would have been a challenge for the miners to kind of get around. But also, you know that they were giants, and you don't know how deep that water was behind you. You can see boot prints on the island. So somehow they conceivably got to and from.
Water.
Yeah, no, the giants is there's much mystery surrounding
them. Yeah, they don't even have fur.
Nope.
Yeah, I heard they used to fly and stuff. Like,
wow. Huh. Yeah. That might be the first intelligent thing you said this entire trip.
Uh-huh. They had things in, like beyond the sky, like stuff flying around.
Yeah, I've heard they had met the great siege wheeler in the sky.
Oh,
yeah,
I heard that too.
Yeah, they like went up there and brought some.
There's a rumor that Dewey Decimal might be one of the giant hairless giants.
They had like these magic rectangles that they would just not put down. I think it was kind of like a disease, but also like they were like super cool.
Huh.
They had pictures on them.
Crazy.
The pictures moved.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes the pictures were not safe for work.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just keep seeing it everywhere. And I'm like, what does that mean?
I think it means if your boss saw you'd get in trouble.
Oh, it's like an OSHA violation?
Yeah, I think
so. OSHA. Yeah, everyone knows the killer whale named OSHA.
Yeah.
That come by gives you violations. Says you violated.
Stop, you violated the law.
Yeah. And you're like, get away, OSHA. You're supposed to be in the sea. How'd you get on land? How'd you get to my job site?
Wait, how are you alive? You need water.
OSHA is mysterious and powerful. See,
whales are mammals, so they have lungs and they breathe air. So technically,
that's true. Yeah.
They wouldn't have a happy life, but they could be on land for a while.
OSHA's the only mythical creature I actually think is out there. You know, it's like a cryptid.
like Mothman.
Yeah.
Don't get a start on Mothman.
Jeez. Or Giant Paw.
All right.
Have you heard the story of Giant Paw?
Is that like Bigfoot?
Yeah, but he's just a big,
we're
big
supposed to be
muskrat.
Exploring.
Wow.
We'll tell campfire stories later.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So you, exploring this small little island, are you both using torches, one of you?
I'm out of torches.
I have a full torch.
Okay. So, like, yeah.
Yeah, you can carry that if you want. Yeah.
Yeah, you're carrying that. You, coming into your field of view, you see a very large wooden structure with kind of single pane windows, looks very ramshackle, but it's built to the scale of human beings on the middle of this island. And you see a bunch of equipment and stuff stacked up against it.
It looks like a shack.
Oh, wow. Who would build a house down here? That sounds like...
No, a shack. It's where you put your stuff, like your tools and things.
Like maybe there's like seams we can make each other in there.
Is it like a shack for your caddies?
No.
No? You don't? Like a caddy shack?
Yeah, it'd be a lot cooler if it
Think
was.
Think of it as a tool shed.
A tool shed. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we should definitely go in there. It's like a tool shed.
Yeah, there's probably some cool stuff in there. Like,
yeah.
Cool. And,
yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
And Shed.
Yeah.
You.
Inward.
Bojangles leads the way.
Yeah. You leading the way. You. So the door is closed and the building's kind of boarded up. But you see there's a pretty large gap for a mouse to get under the door.
Can we just, like, walk under? Or do we have to, like, scooch under?
You'd have to scooch under.
All
right. It has to scooch and squeech.
Scooch.
And squeech.
Yeah. Scooch. Yeah.
Squeech.
Squeech. Wiggling under the door frame, you come into this very cramped, like, just packed to the gills storeroom. It, to, like, human scale, is probably about, like, 5 foot by 5 foot. It's not enormous. It's like kind of like a backyard shed almost. But it is just full of tools, equipment, all just covered in this nice kind of fine sheet of dust.
Are there matches that I can use as torches?
Both of you give me a will check. Actually, just roll a d20 and we'll keep it fine.
I got a 12.
18. Hi, Roland.
I got a 12.
That's okay. So higher numbers are actually pretty good.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. Sick. 18, yeah. Hooray. Benefit.
That's a 30. Total.
Yeah, 30.
I know math.
Yeah, you do know math. Yeah, you beat me on that one.
I have
well, you also weren't adding
ones.
The numbers.
Nope, I was not. They were just numbers in the ether.
Had you been thinking about doing the math, you would have gotten it way before I did.
I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do with 12 and 18. They're all divisible by 3.
Well, see, I didn't know that.
Which is that also they're both divisible by 2.
Well, I did know that.
Yeah, which, and since they are both divisible by 2 and 3, then they are also both divisible by 6.
Nice.
I don't like that you know these things.
Your knowledge of these things just terrifies me.
Terrifies me. Why would you know that much about numbers?
Yeah. What are you, some kind of nerd?
Yeah.
Some kind of mathematician?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah. I bet you play like Mash Ritter and stuff.
Yeah. Ace, what did you get?
Got a 12.
12.
But I got an 18.
I just want matches so I can have my torches back.
Yeah, but what if you got like a screwdriver? Or like a nail gun?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to use an entire nail gun.
Yeah, that'd be sick. We can just pull that behind the boat with us. Totally won't
capsize
us. So,
Bojangles, you find 50 pips.
Ooh. Ooh. Wait, I can't.
I will hang on to the pips. I can hang on to the pips.
Thank you.
Yep. I have extra space in my
wallet. We're pretty wealthy mouse standards-wise.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that Mun Mun's.
Rotmauer, you find 35 pips.
Oh. More erasing.
Yeah. Don't write down those pips too fast.
Quick then.
You also find both of you roll a d6.
One.
Nine.
D6.
A 6. You're so right. Also a 1.
Yay.
Yay.
2 total.
Does that mean we find
looking
two
around,
things?
You realize the pips are part of a larger stash kind of hidden away behind the tools and stuff. There is a small little alcove that it looked like some rodent had built as a hideaway. And you see, Rotmauer, their mummified remains still clutching something on a table. And you're drawn to it. Can't tell why. But
am I also drawn to it or no?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
It's a mystical.
Yeah.
Speaking.
You
remember
see
what happened last time?
I don't.
In the middle of
Mr. Nutty.
I ignore it.
In the middle of this table is a lantern. Is what the rodent, the unidentified rodent, is clutching. And you can see the sides of it are covered in skulls. What do you do?
Ominous.
Mr. Nutty 2.0. Mr. Lighty.
I will I will, you know, sniff around, see if it's like...
Yeah, you kind of sniff around. You see scrawled into the table are a bunch of scratches, like fingernail scratches, that says the light keeps them away. The light keeps them away.
Just like over and over?
Yes. Mm. Keep the light lit.
Mm. Is it lit currently?
No.
Hey, Bojangles, can you bring that torch over here for a second?
Bojangles obeys.
Thank you.
He complies.
Yeah, complies.
Yeah, get over here.
Yeah.
No.
But Rob Maurer will grab the torch if Bojangles is willing. And then see if he can use it to, like, is there, like, fuel in the lantern?
There's just a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit of oil. Okay. And you see there's a flask of oil nearby to, like, refill it.
Cool. I will use that to refill it.
Yeah, you refill it.
I'm going to first check to make sure that it is, in fact, oil that's in there.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Sniff, sniff.
A little, yeah.
Taste.
Yeah. Taste. Oh, God. What is this? You it is definitely oil, lantern oil. You fill it. And you light it up, and as soon as you do, you see this cool blue light emits from the lantern, and you see the mummified corpse that was clutching it let go, and you can see a blue light fade off the body and then dissipate. And then the wind, you hear,
"Thank you."
Oh, I don't like that. That's scary.
Rob Maurer is just, like, kind of standing there in stunned silence for a good second.
Uh-huh.
It's probably one of his first true paranormal occurrences.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
Oh, wow, that's your first one, huh? I've had at least, like, three.
Oh? Yeah, well, your third?
This would be my fourth, actually, yeah.
Okay, all right. Wild.
Yeah.
You see a lot of ghosts?
No. Not always see him. Like, there's one time I was, you know, checking myself out in the mirror, just, you know, getting ready for the day. And in the fog, like, I saw, like, fingerprints on the fog in the mirror.
Huh.
I was like, whoa, that's a ghost. That 100% is a ghost. I will take no other explanation.
Bojangles' eye twitches again.
Yeah.
I mean, coming from the militant atheist, you know.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right? No one can tell me otherwise. I'm right all the time.
Well, I mean, we can, but like...
Not atheist. It's agnostic.
Okay.
Right? So like, I just want to live in ignorance. Like, I don't...
You do that very well.
Perpetually. I'm not out there looking for the truth because I already know it. And the truth is, I don't know anything.
Wow. Yeah. You're so wise.
Bojangles just like...
Huh.
Boy.
Well,
yeah.
This lantern is...
Haunted.
I mean, yeah, super, but also kind of cool. Like, you see the skulls on this thing?
Yeah.
Like,
are they like metal skulls?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's like fine, like silver, handcrafted.
Nice.
What did you get on your D6 roll?
I also got a one.
We both got ones.
You both got ones.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Oh, gosh. What haunted, scary artifact am I going to find?
Yeah. You look around and you find a small shell, like a snail shell, but it seems harder and more solid, you know, like a seashell, like and it has kind of that nice smooth touch to it. And just playfully, you're kind of holding it, and you're like, what does this thing do? And as you turn the opening towards you, and you say that, you hear from another pile, what does this thing do?
Oh.
Ooh, I got walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
I go look for the other one.
We'll also help find the other one.
Yeah, you you quickly locate the other one.
Echolocation.
Yeah.
Echolocation.
And you guys begin kind of 1-2, 1-2.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello.
Oh, whoa. Okay, that's 5 supernatural occurrences today.
I think it's just 4 seasons.
That, They put a ghost in each one of these shells, and then the ghosts talk to each other.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
The only scientific explanation. I'm a scientist, okay? That's why I have all of these. And he goes to pat his sack of obsidian tablets. He's like, oh, I left those at the boat. You guys get the picture.
But Bojangles looks at that Rottmauer and is like,
not a very good scientist.
Yeah, well, I'm not really a good priest either, so...
You're a better priest than he is a scientist.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I actually like you.
I bet neither of you noticed the pungent smell of nitroglycerin in this shack.
What?
And with that, that's where we'll end the session.
Are you for real right now? You're going to give Jacobelle the one good line?
Oh, no. There's a lit torch in here.
Uh-huh.
And a lit lantern.
In an abandoned
location.
Yep. So,
the one time he's useful.
It only becomes less stable over time.
Thank you for the ominous message.
Yeah, all you're right. Welcome.
Well, you know, hey, you gotta have the cliffhangers.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. I hope you have fun. But I will get back to some tunage, and we'll see you guys next week on Sonoma Quest.
Yeah, we'll see if Chick Bill makes it out of here alive.
I'm more curious. Like, Doc could be the only one to survive. Like, you guys died in a horrible dynamite.
He just wakes up and
What's going on? Why is there a boat?
Where? Why am I wet?
Yeah. All right,
guys. Smell.
Thank you so much.
And the smell takes him back to the trenches because it's just fried rat and mouse.
War. Yeah.
My stomach is hungry.
Oh my god, I forgot. You know, I choose to believe that the gout comes from the cannibalism. His kidneys just could not process.
It's like kuru for your joints.
No, his body just could not process a sheer amount of mouse.
It's a prion disease in his joints, yeah.
I was reading about gout before I got here, just so I could be factually correct in my roasting.
Yeah, get some ammunition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, folks. Have a good one.
Later.
Learn more about gout at gout.com.
It's from your kidneys.